It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my fellow brokers on this beautiful day, I want to send out a happy Father's Day greeting to all the dads who are tuning in. As always, I have an in-studio guest with me today who I'll be introducing shortly, and we also have our regular lineup of useful information segments, and in the second half of the show, I will be doing an interesting call-in interview with a very special guest. Don't forget to check out our website if you need some detailed information on real estate issues or you wish to meet with someone to discuss your own real estate needs. Go to www.sfrp.com, that's SantaFeRealtyPartners.com, and click on the radio show icon for answers to all your questions. Now, this is our third broadcast of the show, and I want to thank all the listeners who have contacted us following the first two shows with their supportive messages and questions. You know, we're here to be your source for the very best real estate information available. So please call us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722, or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. As always, we start the show with a little segment called The State of the Market, and I have my good friend Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate, on the line with me. Good morning, Andrew. I think we're going to be talking today about some of those issues relating to buyers needing to act quickly on the real estate incentives that the federal government has been offering. Isn't that the case?
That's true. We're about halfway through the year, and I thought that it would be good to look at what the stimulus package offered real estate owners in sort of direct way. And first thing that I wanted to mention was the credit for a first-time home buyer. There's an $8,000 tax credit, which would go onto your income taxes next year. To qualify for that, a first-time home buyer has to have had no mortgage for 3 years and have a family adjusted gross income less than about $150,000. There's a little sway in that, but that's the rule as it is spoken.
Right, and just so it's clear, if you're an individual, that income level is, I believe,
half of that amount.
But it also, the tax credit, if I understand it correctly, Andrew, and this again is a federal tax credit, it slides lower in dollar amount as you go up to, I think, about $95,000
right.
in income. Is that correct?
That's true.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Now, on conventional loans, one would take it as a tax credit on their 2009 tax form. Even if you don't have $8,000 in taxes, you can still get the credit. So it becomes more or less a rebate. But about 2 weeks ago, the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, made it so that you could use this tax credit immediately as a part of your down payment. Even though you still have to come up with your minimum of 3.5%, you could use the $8,000 as part of the down payment. The other issue that is expiring, we think, at the end of 2009 was that the stimulus package raised the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan limits. In some markets, that loan limit, the conforming loan limit, goes to $729,500. In Santa Fe, it only goes to $425,500. We typically don't use that because there's a premium to be paid between $417,000 and
$425,000. Okay, Andrew, just for the benefit of our listeners, and this is very useful information, talk a little bit about, you use the word conforming loan. Describe a little bit, just for a minute, the difference between various loans.
Well, a conforming loan is what is defined as a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, and the loan limit nominally is $417,000. Anything above that is typically called a jumbo or a non-conforming loan.
Okay.
And these are terms that are used in the trade to denote whether they're either a Fannie Mae Freddie Mac or a non-Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan. But what is of note, I think, is that there's a reverse mortgage limit that was raised from $417,000 to $625,500. Now, a reverse mortgage is different than a typical forward mortgage in that it is available only for people who are 62 years and older, and it is only based upon their age and the value of their house. It was formerly capped at $417,000 and now goes much higher. Basically, what happens in a reverse mortgage is there's no payments for the remainder of one's life. And it's a good program for seniors looking for a way to save money or to, you know, lessen their load a little bit.
Gotcha.
But let me just say one thing, is that there's also a new reverse mortgage program that offers a fixed rate reverse mortgage as opposed to a variable rate fixed mortgage. But the limit is up.
As always, Andrew, you are a font of information.
Because
there were a lot of numbers here today, I want to basically suggest to the listeners that they go to our website. Again, that's www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show icon, and you'll see Andrew Hoffman's contact information there. Get a hold of Andrew for further explanation of all these very good pieces of information. Andrew,
thanks
as always, thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, today I've got a special guest here in the studio with me. All of my guests are special, and this gentleman certainly falls into that category. He's actually one of my colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, David Pasternak. David is an associate broker with the firm. He has a long history in real estate. We'll get into that a little bit, but first of all, I want to welcome you to the show, David.
Thank you, Ray. It's great to be here on Father's Day.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you doing that, and it is a beautiful day for Father's Day. Just as background for our listeners, David, you're a Michigan boy, I understand, but you came to Santa Fe quite a few years ago. Just give the listeners the 30-second drill on your background.
Yeah, I spent most of my career in advertising, which was over 30 years, generally in the Midwest area and with a short stint in New York City. Had a business in Chicago that I ran, an advertising business, for many years. And just got to a point where I was essentially burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to sell my business and come west. I'd been coming to Santa Fe on vacation for years, and I just loved it. Came here in 1991 and haven't looked back since.
Well, and it's our gain, certainly at the firm, to have you as part of the team of brokers. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the history of where we are in real estate today, what led up to it. David has got some very, very good thoughts on this. And I guess maybe the place to start with is a question that you receive from lots of people. Every broker receives this question all the time. Let's roll it out, David, because this is, I think, on the minds of most people today that own property, and that is?
Well, it has to do with perception. And that's really what my primary message is today. I want to try to re-clarify the perception of the market, because I think the man on the street has a little bit of a different an idea as to what actually is happening. When I meet people and they find out that I'm in the real estate business, first thing they say to me is, oh, my gosh, I've lost a ton of value in my home. And when do you think the market is ever going to recover?
And this is as a result of what occurred last year with the meltdown in the financial markets.
Absolutely.
And I think you're right. Everybody
right.
is thinking that. But go ahead.
So the first thing I say to people is, well, how long have you owned your home? And they kind of look at me, and I, you know, if it's an answer, and generally it's an answer that's more than 5 years. And my response to them is, hey, you haven't lost any money on your home. You may have missed an opportunity to get a windfall by selling during the bubble, but you haven't lost any money because, historically, real estate has never been considered a flippable investment in terms of a stock or a bond.
Mm-hmm.
What real estate has, what a home has represented to people historically, is something that they would buy, become a part of their family, live in over a long period of time, raise their children, improve upon it. It just becomes an integral part of the fabric of their life.
Sort of the post-World War II period, right. In the 50s and 60s, that certainly was the case. But then things changed.
Well, they did change. Historically, when you bought that home, you could count on an annual 4-5% increase in appreciation over the years. And if you trace the timeline back as far back as you choose to go, you're going to find that on a national basis, given some anomalies in certain areas, but essentially 4-5% increase overall. In the period between 2000 and 2006, things went absolutely crazy, and real estate appreciated nearly 90%. So if you looked at the timeline and you looked at this anomaly, my question to you would be, what was the abnormality? Mm-hmm. And as a result of now the downturn, we're headed in the downward direction from the top of that abnormality. My thesis is that we are returning to a sense of normality. Mm-hmm. And so anybody who owned a house prior to, and that's an awful lot of people in this country, prior to this anomaly, they're solid. They've got their equity. Their home is intact, and it will continue to appreciate. And we're heading back now to that sense of normality.
Well, that's the important message today because, yes, in fact, there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth last year for good reason, as real estate values did decline significantly. As you know, I'm a broker in Washington, D.C., and
correct.
In D.C., we actually had a phenomenon that over a 10-year period in D.C., appreciation consistently was at 10%, and that's almost two times or more than two times the national average.
Right.
Well, my clients in D.C., as the ones here, have said, my gosh, are we ever going to achieve that again? Well, maybe not. But your message today is that things are reaching an equilibrium, and it's actually better for everyone
right. Because
the market is starting to rebound. Is that correct?
Yes. And I mean, it got to a point where, and I think this is a special message to younger people, because back, and I'm in my 60s, back when I was a young guy.
You don't look like it.
Thank you. clean living. The old ways were to, work hard, save your money, get your 20% down payment saved up, saving up, which was the term that I grew up with, which we don't hear much anymore.
Right.
It's now, you know, put it on a credit card. But we saved up. You got the money together. You bought a house, became part of the fabric of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
People have to stop thinking about real estate as a turnable asset, as a stock, like they do a stock or a bond. And I think the market is forcing us to do that.
Right, right. Well, very true. You know what, David? We're going to take a quick break
sure. Here
because we're into some very compelling issues here, a lot more on the plate to discuss. We want you to stay tuned to All Things Real Estate and give us a call here at Talk 1260 KTRC. Again, the number is 505-473-5722. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post, your host, and today I have a colleague from my firm, Santa Fe Realty Partners, in the studio with me, David Pasternak, and we already have jumped into some interesting conversation about why we are here where we are, and the reasons why, and the question is more easily answered than asked, I guess. Anyway, if you want to join in the dialogue with us, give us a call here at 505-473-5722 with any question on real estate. It doesn't necessarily have to be relative to this sort of global issue we're talking about. But for the benefit of everyone, and David, you and I talked about it during the break, that we don't want to go over old territory. But I think a lot of people just don't understand why this rhetorical question you asked at the start of the show, why has the value gone down? What was the reason, very briefly, that brought us to the point we're at now?
Well, starting around 2000, 2001, when real estate started to skyrocket, everybody and his brother wanted to get in. Speculators were going crazy. People were buying land, building spec homes. Contractors who had built cheaper homes were now building more expensive homes. Subdivisions were going up all over the place. And what was needed then to buy these properties was an ever-expanding pool of buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And using traditional lending criteria, there were an awful lot of buyers who couldn't get into, who weren't able to buy a home.
And the reason they just didn't qualify.
They just didn't qualify.
Right.
So they relaxed the qualifications and
first mistake.
Entered the subprime loan.
There you go.
And that has created what may well be one of the major reasons why we have or had the problem that we've had. Borrowers were just not qualified enough to sustain themselves during periods of time when they were going to be tested financially with respect to the home that they bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the derivative came into being, and that we're just not sure yet where the bottom of that is. But
and the derivatives are these exotic packages that, frankly, only like three people in the entire world that understand them.
But you know, you got things like mortgage-backed securities, credit default swaps, and a whole host of other things.
Right.
The bottom line being all tied to the real estate market. And the most critical part of all these kinds of instruments was the fact that they are non-regulated instruments.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. There's no regulation. They're sold person to person. So there's no way of really accurately knowing how much of this paper is out there. But all it is paper based on real estate.
Mm-hmm.
There are estimates that go as high as $750 trillion worth of derivatives floating around on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and long story short, it's because of these very, very esoteric and exotic packages that the average guy out there asks the question all the time, how come I lost my value? The answer is the meltdown occurred in the fall. It affected the stock market. It went on and on and on. But we are now, as a society, and as people in the professional real estate industry, are doing our best working with the government to correct this situation.
Absolutely.
And the good news is that things are righting themselves.
They are.
A little bit of initiative and the fact that the economy is starting to maybe light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, a lot of good signs for that.
Actually, we have a caller who just called in. I want to welcome Tess to the show. Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for taking my call.
Well,
I have a question for David.
Yes.
I would like to know, what advice would you give to a seller at this time in the real estate market? I'll hang up and I'll listen to your reply.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Thank you, Tess, for the call. Sort of a general question, but, boy, we could go on for days about
this.
Yes,
we could.
But give that good question couple of points.
My first question would be, what's your level of motivation?
Yep.
Do you have to sell? If, in fact, you do for one reason or another, then the most important thing is, obviously I'm going to tell people, get yourself a really good real estate agent.
Right.
You know, somebody who's
you happen to know one, don't
and
you?
I happen to know one.
Right.
I know a whole lot of them. But and then price that property correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That is key. Do a good, hard look at the market. Do a good, hard comparative of market analysis. And even if you're interviewing more than one agent, make sure that you have everybody do a good, serious comparative market analysis.
And just for that's terminology we use in the industry, that basically is looking at the comps, looking at what is sold in your neighborhood, what is under contract, and compare those numbers to what you think your house should be priced at.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And then go with a firm such as SFRP that has that is very aggressive in terms of marketing and that is tuned to the market. And I'm just this little commercial. I think that we, more than anybody else in this town, are tuned to what people are doing these days to get information about real estate.
Well, and I think we have to be, as professionals, it's been a tough year for people in this industry, not just for buyers and sellers, but people that are trying to be helpful to the buyers and sellers. But I think the two issues here are, if you want to sell, you're absolutely right. It has to be priced correctly because we still are in a buyer's market. Buyers have a lot of choices out there. And then the second issue is to make sure that all of the features of your property really sing out and do all you can working with your broker to make sure that happens, correct?
Get that house ready, spit and polish. I mean, buff that baby to a shine and get, you know, make sure that what you're selling people is the very best product that it can be.
Excellent. Well, David, you know what? I'm going to actually lead into something here that we do every week, and Gino Thompson, my producer, you know what that is. It's the legal topic of the week. And what I have right here is the legal topic brought to us, of course, by Reuben Katz Law Firm. This week we will review what a survey is, and attorney Jim Reuben, who has practiced real estate law in Santa Fe for over 30 years, will provide us with information on this topic. You know, when a person is buying property, whether it's vacant or has a building on it, he or she is usually given a boundary survey of the property or another document called an improvement location report, also known as an ILR. Most purchase agreements, contracts, list whether the buyer will get a boundary survey or an ILR, and it's important to note that these documents are very different from each other. By state law, a boundary survey contains a tremendous amount of information. For instance, every document affecting the property, which is filed in the county records, must be shown. Also, the corners of the property must be staked. That's literally staked. And old surveys of the property must be reviewed. On the other hand, an ILR provides much less information and on its face actually states that it is not a survey. An ILR is a depiction of the improvements on the property and their location along with a brief written report. Under New Mexico law, improvement location reporting is very limited. Specifically, it is the preparation of a narrative report which may be accompanied by a sketch and which is issued only to a title, abstract, or escrow company or a lending institution for their exclusive use in determining such things as insurability or the value of a tract of land. If you are refinancing a mortgage or buying within a tract subdivision, an ILR may be a good option for you because boundary surveys cost about 2 to 3 times as much as an ILR, and sellers may only want to pay for an ILR. Attorney Jim Rubin suggests that a buyer should consult with his real estate broker and attorney to determine the type of survey or ILR needed. In addition, since not all documents in the county records are shown on an ILR, Jim also recommends that a buyer's attorney review the title insurance commitment, the survey, or the ILR. And why? Well, it's obvious, so as to be certain that the buyer, as the future owner, knows where every setback or easement lies on the property to be purchased, as well as whether a new home will encroach into the easement or setback onto your neighbor's land. Attorney Jim Rubin's strong advice, and he likes to call this his mantra, is that you should not inherit the title or survey problems of your seller. Because real estate is one of the most expensive purchases you'll ever make, Jim suggests that you have a qualified professional review the survey or ILR to make sure that you are indeed buying exactly what you hope to buy. I want to thank Jim Rubin for providing us with an excellent legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding surveys or ILRs, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right back to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
good stuff. Anyway, good stuff. Very good stuff. The Rubin Katz Law Firm is incredible with what they give to us. And actually, we've gotten a lot of phone calls after all of our two previous shows about the value of these legal topics, so we're going to continue doing it. Thank you, Jim Rubin. I hope you're listening today. What are we up to? 12:31. Gino Thompson, let's take a little break here. Give me a chance to take a drink of water. So stay tuned to All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post. I'm here today with my colleague from Santa Fe Realty Partners, David Pasternak. And we've been talking about some of the global cosmic issues associated with real estate. And I got an email here, David, while we were on the break. Hi, Ray. I've been waiting to buy a house, but think prices might go down a bit further. What's your suggestion? Well, we hear that all the time, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And, you know, we've got a lot of different suggestions for people on that, but we think that we've hit the bottom, don't we?
I think if we haven't, we're awfully close. And I think there's, if you're thinking of buying and you're qualified to buy, there are two very compelling reasons why I think you should think seriously about doing that. Number one is interest rates. They're low. They're not always going to be low. They're going to start trending up. And the second reason is I think we're still in a posture here where you can wheel and deal and make a deal and get a great price on a house. That's not going to be true as things begin to consistently improve. Sellers are going to be more savvy, going to drive a harder bargain with buyers. Buyers are in a great position today, low interest rates, and still with a lot of ammunition to wheel and deal for a great deal. Maybe you'll miss the bottom by, you know, a little bit. You know, I've been playing the stock market for years, you know, and it's like the guess is always, well, when is the stock at its low points that you can buy it? You know, only God can pick the exact bottom.
Yes.
But all the signs are there. The market is looking great. It's turning. This is a great time.
No, and it couldn't be any better. We sort of beat that drum all the time. But I want to thank Neil for that question. Again, I have my BlackBerry here in the studio, so if you want to send us an email question, go ahead and send it to rpost@sfrp.com. Thank you, Neil, for your question. I want to shift gears here quickly, though, and talk to a very special guest who I have on the line with me. I am delighted to have, first of all, Stevens, a consignment gallery, as one of the sponsors of All Things Real Estate. And today we're very lucky, though he's not with us here in the studio, he's in Pagosa Springs enjoying a Father's Day up there with his family. I have Stephen Eitri on the line. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Are you standing on one leg holding your arm in the air to serve as an antenna via your cell phone? And I hope we don't lose you, but thanks so much for calling us.
Yeah, actually, I think it's a pretty good connection. I want to just wish all those men out there who have been fathers to someone out there in the community a happy Father's Day.
Well, that's very kind of you. Listen, I don't know how many people out here have ever gone to Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, but I went, and I must confess, for the first time this last week. Stephen was so kind to give me a tour of the place. I have two observations. One is it's huge. Maybe I have three. Number two is you have everything under the sun there, and I want you to talk about that. And number three is you are an encyclopedia of knowledge. I mean, we talked about Miro lithographs and Picasso prints and William Lumpkin's art and pre-Columbian pieces and on and on and on. Anyway, it's quite a place, Stephen, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's a fun place. You know, we're very fortunate to be conducting our business here in Santa Fe. In that, as most of your listeners are probably well aware, Santa Fe is a wonderful place, and people decide to settle in Santa Fe for many different reasons, and they come with great stories, which is one of the benefits of the line of work that I'm in. I get to hear all those stories, as well as they bring some fabulous items with them from all over the world. It's interesting. I never know what I'm going to face or what I'm going to be exposed to on any given day.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just that you have fabulous furniture, fabulous antiques, fabulous items of all types, but you guys actually provide a number of different services, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, we started off as an auction house, and we were conducting biweekly auctions in Santa Fe starting back in 82. Down by the Real Yard, and some of your listeners who are old-timers may remember that. And we started off with Strex Antiques and auction, and we moved into a retail consignment format. And that naturally led into other areas of needs for the community. And, you know, we do appraisals for individuals or estates, as well as we conduct liquidations, either through on-site estate sales, or we still have the capacity to do auctioneering.
And you actually provide a fabulous service. I know there are a number of brokers, not just from our firm, but many all the firms here in town,
mm-hmm.
who have used your company, used your services for their clients. But one thing that I'm curious about, Stephen, is that the phenomenon of all the online trading that's going
mm-hmm.
on, where people can go online and sell their item, it seems to me that could be a competition for you, but at the same time, just going into your gallery, I was able to see things face-to-face, see you and the products, and it's very tactile. You don't get that if you're doing online trading, do you?
No. You know, I mean, I think that we as a business and we as an industry have seen an increased usage of online trading. But there is a place for that, and certainly it has proliferated, but it doesn't necessarily mean that is the live-all, end-all of marketing items, that people have good quality items. In fact, it's probably, people should consider with some seriousness the downside of doing online trading. There's the security reasons of having people coming to your home who are complete strangers who may not have the most, noteworthy intent. And as well as, you know, it's like an old-time customer of mine who once said she was in the garment business, and she said, you know, Stephen, you got to touch the merchandise. You got to touch it, smell it,
Absolutely.
Feel it. And that's what you don't get online. I've had some online experiences that have not been the most successful. And pictures can, as we're all very well aware, pictures cut both ways. They can be very deceiving. They can be very honoring, or they can be dishonoring. And sometimes what you're looking at online is not necessarily the quality of what you're going to be getting.
Absolutely.
So being able to touch it, feel it, hear the story about it. I mean, like I said, Santa Fe is a fabulous town of stories, and we're fortunate enough to be able to get the stories with the items, and we're glad to share that with our customers.
And Stephen, before I let you go, I know you. I don't want to keep you away from your family on Father's Day. But my colleague here, David Pasternak, who's actually, he told me he came in to the studio today, and he said he was a former client of yours. But he has a question for you.
Well, not a question. I just wanted to. It's just a statement about your service. I came to here from Chicago, and I had a piano that that I wanted to sell that you guys sold for me at a great price, and I got great service. So I just wanted to endorse what you're doing, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, listen, Stephen, we're delighted to have you calling in. I look forward to having you here in the studio with me. We've got a whole bunch of stuff we want to talk about when we have you here in the studio, I think sometime next month. But, again, I have Stephen Etri on the line. He is the co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. And just a little plug for you, if you've got some time. You guys are open right now, aren't you?
We are. We're open 7 days a week, 10 to 5. And we expanded our hours to create some convenience for folks out in the community.
Uh-huh. And you're located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. So
right.
If you're out there driving around listening to the show, you've heard Mr. Etri talk about all the stuff. Believe me, you will be amazed when you go into this 11,000-square-foot gallery. It is just incredible. Stephen, thanks so much for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You have a good one, too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, David, let's go back to, for a moment, to some of these larger real estate issues. I had another question that came in from, Denise. Denise says, hi, Ray and David. I'm thinking about selling my Santa Fe condo. Should I wait until the end of the year to list it? I want to upgrade to a house but need to sell the condo first. Well, similar to that earlier question that came in from Neil, only, you know, he was a seller. I guess Denise needs to sell the condo to have the money to do it. Again, our counsel is now could not be a better
now.
Time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll take a little time to get sold. You want to plan for that. And this is a great time. We're also right in, you know, coming right into the heart of our so-called selling season here in Santa Fe. We do have a lot of activity in the summer here in Santa Fe. So to take advantage of that traffic, I would say get it on the market now.
Yeah, actually, all of the things, the International Folk Market is coming around the corner. The opera starts in another 2 weeks.
Indian Market coming.
Indian Market in the fall late summer.
Late summer.
So, yeah, the buying and selling cycle here is quite different than it is in other parts of
yes.
the country. But this is when.
But this is now. The time is now. There's traffic. There's, you know, this is our prime time.
And I guess for Denise's purposes, you know, just a little bit of additional advice. It doesn't take us too long to, as David was referring to earlier, doing a comparative market analysis to determine the price, to talk to you about staging your house and getting all the different elements of it shining in such a way. I mean, you can have these kinds of meaningful meetings and conversations and within a matter of week be ready to be on the market. So
absolutely.
Now's the time.
Yep.
Gino Thompson, why don't we take a quick break here, and we'll come back and continue our conversation. And stay tuned, because we also are going live to our open house of the week in the next segment. So stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. Give us a call if you'd like to at 505-473-5722. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post. I'm here in the studio today with my colleague from Santa Fe Realty Partners, David Pasternak. And David and I have been actually fielding some emails. We've had a call or two. We might have actually had a call or two that wanted to leave a message for us. And I think it goes back to some of the things that you were talking about earlier, David, about you know, the process of getting your house ready. Now is the time to do it. But someone had left a message saying that they weren't sure what the best way is to find a broker in town. Now, you know, we don't want to be an advertiser about our firm. We've got the platform right
but
now.
But it's a good way to shortcut the process.
Well, it is.
Give us a call.
It is, yeah. That would make it easier. But seriously, because, we are a small community here, and we want to give everybody a chance to participate in all things real estate. What are some of the questions that a seller should be asking of a broker?
I think the primary question has to do with marketing. That's the key to, I think, getting a home sold in today's market. Mm-hmm. Is you know, I don't care how many homes you've sold. People ask questions like, well, how many homes have you sold in this particular area? And the point is that's meaningless information. The idea is, what are you going to do to get my home sold?
Right.
What are you going to do for me? And I think we can pride ourselves at SFRP as being on the absolute cutting edge of what it takes to get homes marketed today. And it is different than it was historically.
Mm-hmm.
We're slowly moving out of the age of print to the age of the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nearly 90% of the people who shop for homes today get use the Internet as their primary source of information. And we have, at SFRP, we have a tremendous focus on the Internet and all that it can do, to the extent that we don't even do weekly newspaper advertising anymore because it's been proven to not work.
Right. I mean, so many people are using the Internet for everything today. As a matter of fact, Santa Fe Realty Partners just now launched its own Facebook page.
Yes.
And Facebook, as people who use Facebook know. Hey, Gino, by the way, are you on the Facebook or not? No? Okay. Well, listen, let me give you a statistic here. There are 200 million people around the world that are using Facebook. So, Gino Thompson, you can be 200 million and one user.
Facebook is the second largest website on Earth, second only to Google.
And it's incredible. And so what I would like to encourage people, because we all have these social networking things, as you said, Twitter. And, I mean, we're going to have a show actually that's devoted entirely to how Internet marketing is done. We have a couple of very, very good experts in our firm that are brokers that are using it effectively. But I would recommend today for anybody that is using Facebook to simply go to Facebook.com, and if you're a user, just put in Santa Fe Realty Partners. You'll go right to our page, and you can become, as they call it, a fan, not just of the radio show, but of Santa Fe Realty Partners. So you're right. The Internet becomes critical, and that's something for a seller to know about, because if the firm that you hire doesn't understand the value of the Internet and all the social networking, you're just not going to have the people out there.
But you're just losing out on a huge potential marketplace.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just amazing to me how many firms still think in the dark ages about this. You know, it's just... Times are different.
Well, we don't want to take it out on any other firm that doesn't do it. But I guess the one message here, and we'll have lots of advice on this point later on in other shows, is that when you talk to a broker, make sure that they are savvy about using the Internet, because that's a good starting point. I think, Gino, if you're ready for it, I think maybe we're ready to talk to our good friends out there in the selling of real estate land. I have Terry Smith and Susan Monroe on the line with me. Terry and Susan are also brokers at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and they are sitting on a fabulous house today at 37 Eagle Ridge. And hi, Terry and Susan, are you there?
Hey, Ray. It's Terry. Susan is sitting alongside.
Oh, she is. She's coaching you on what to say?
As always.
Listen, as is always the case, Terry, this is like the old football drill. You've got 2 minutes to sell me, David, your colleague, Gino Thompson, and all the listeners, most importantly, on the virtues of the house at 37 Eagle Ridge. You got it. Go.
Thanks so much, Ray, and wishing all your listeners happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Susan and I are perched up on Eagle Ridge Drive, which is in Arroyo Hondo Vistas, and anyone who knows the area or those who don't, the views from here are sensational in every direction. And the property that we're sitting on, 37 Eagle Ridge Drive, is a custom-designed one-owner home. It's on 9 acres. The house is 2,800 square feet. It is open and airy and elegant in every detail. We love the house. The asking price is $849,000, and I'll let Susan tell the listeners a little bit more about it.
Hey, Susan, how are you?
Hi, Ray.
And I think you've got some details about the qualities of this home, don't you?
We do. This house has two master suites, which are just amazing.
Well, that's unusual. Two master suites.
Two master suites. The kitchen is beautifully appointed with high-end appliances. All the space is safe in the kitchen area, open to the east, to the sangres, and then the rest of the house on the other side opens to the west, to these beautiful mountain views. We have brick floors, 5 zones of radiant heat. Ceilings throughout have recessed lighting and really lovely, well-proportioned vigas. And the interior walls are all hand-troweled plaster.
Wow.
And they're nice, nice touches, like built-in bookcases.
Interesting.
Now, here's Terry going to tell you about the energy efficiency.
Oh, okay, great. So this is
the great thing about the house, Ray, is that it's buyers can expect low utility bills. The exterior walls are all 12-inch thick pumicecrete, which, as you know, has a wonderful insulation value.
Yes, indeed.
And there's a special layer of insulation under the radiant in-floor heating system. Double-pane windows throughout. So all in all, these features add up to energy efficient comfort, you know, in summer and winter. So in summary, this is a lovely, sophisticated house with sensational views. And as much as we're enjoying sitting on it today, we'd really like to sell it for our clients. So we'd love your listeners to come on by. We'll be here until 3:30.
Uh-huh.
Easy to get to, Old Las Vegas Highway, just past El Gancho. You'll see our Santa Fe Realty Partners signs at Arroyo Hondo Road. And just follow the open house signs from there to 37 Eagle Ridge. And you can see the house on our website, SantaFeSpiritedBrokers.com.
Excellent. Terry and Susan, thanks so much for calling in. And I want to, again, encourage all the listeners who are out there on this beautiful Father's Day. If you're out driving, maybe you're coming back from a brunch and you just heard Terry and Susan's terrific explanation, to give a stop by at 37 Eagle Ridge. Listen, guys, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it, and good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Ray. Great show today.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Now, again, I want to remind everybody that these fabulous Open House of the Week segments are brought to us by yet another sponsor of the show, the Los Alamos National Bank. Last week we had the president of Los Alamos National Bank, Steve Wells, on the program, and he gave us a lot of provocative information about the mortgage industry. And it sort of ties in, David, my guest here today, my colleague David Pasternak of Santa Fe Realty Partners, with a lot of the things that we talked about.
Yes.
The bank president was discussing some of the reasons why we are where we are today. But, you know, some thoughts that you have as we're coming near the end of the show about what people ought to be focusing on. Forget the headlines. You buyer, you seller, what is this market all about to you now?
Well, just remember this. The bubble was the abnormality. It's behind us. We're headed now back to a normal time. Home ownership in this country is the cornerstone of our society. We have, I think, the largest percentage of home ownership of practically any country in the world. Homes are an integral part of our life. They are part of our family. If we see them that way, we buy them for the long term. We make them part of the fabric of our everyday life. They will reward us with a lot of great times over the years and some appreciation as well.
Now, this is sort of a mind change
yes,
of sorts.
Yes, it is.
And maybe not to get too psychological about this, but people were, as you talked about, the bubble when prices went artificially way too
right.
high. And I don't care what the market is, whether it's here or Washington, D.C., where I also work, or anywhere in the country. And we've seen, unfortunately, the problems with that. South Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Southern California are just suffering hugely now because not only of inflated prices but the subprime mortgage issue. So this is a mind change.
Right. The homes were never meant to be traded like stocks and bonds. And we got into that mindset, and you know, and everybody and his brother was rushing in. I got to get on this bandwagon, and it just led us to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Homes just are not meant to be that. They are meant to be, as I said before, just a part of our everyday life, a place to grow in, and to love and cherish and improve upon, and you know. Just enjoy.
Well, and that's excellent counsel for what I would...
Especially young people.
Well, young people, yes. First-time home buyers in particular who are scared
right.
to death about
they are,
what's
yeah.
going on. But also, too, we're not suggesting that we want to scare off people who look at real estate as an investment.
Oh, absolutely not.
So let's make it clear on that this still is one of the best things to have as an investment strategy.
Better over time than practically anything else you could put your money in.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is over time.
Right.
Give it time.
And when you're talking about time, what's the time horizon now that you're suggesting?
In terms of...
From an investment strategy. I mean, a lot of people, as you said, flip homes. They buy it, flip it, buy it, flip
it. Well, unless
it.
That's your business, where you try to buy a home that needs some improving and you work on it and sell it for a profit. But if you're just a normal, everyday guy, buy your house and tend to live in it for as long as you can until you need maybe a larger home, and then you can trade that equity up to a larger house.
Uh-huh. But, well, and when you were... Do you still go back to Chicago at all? Were you
yes,
all the
headed
time?
There in August, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the real estate market like there now?
Pretty much the same as it is around the country. It's although the signs are great. I mean, again, signs everywhere are that we, I think, are coming near the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and things are going to start heading in an upward direction.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to go back a little bit to your history, you've been in a number of different real estate firms here in town, and you're now with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I know that one of the things that we both enjoy about our firm, and again, this is not intended to be a commercial, but it truly is the case, is that we work so much as a team.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is somewhat of a every man for himself quality to real estate. I mean, you have a property, you need to sell it. You know, that's your goal, and you want to sell it before somebody else sells their own house. But at the same time, I think you share with me this belief that our firm offers some good qualities that that are beneficial to buyers and sellers.
Absolutely. Right? Tommy and Darlene have spent more money on educating us, on bringing things in to help us do our job every day. It's just incredible to me how much investment they've made in the agents that they have,
right,
unlike anybody else in town.
And that's Tommy Gardner and Darlene Street, and we're yeah. sending out a big hello to you guys on this Father's Day weekend. David Pasternak, I want to thank you so much for being my in-studio guest today. I'll be seeing you in the office on a regular basis. Any closing last 2 seconds you want to offer to the listeners?
It's just been a great pleasure. I hope to come back and talk more about Things Real Estate.
We will do that again. I want to thank my broker colleague, David Pasternak, for sharing time in the studio with me today. And as always, thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, for making the show interesting for you, the listeners. Thank Dad. Thank you, my father, who's no longer with me, but for all the things you did to make my life rewarding. And thank you for tuning in today. And please join us next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Until then, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.